Lift your hands and thank him ahead of time. What is going to do? Are you playing church or you are thanking? Appreciate him, extol him, exalt him. I love you, Lord. Worship to worship you, oh my soul. Rejoice, the joy my King,
the joy my King,
in what I bring.
In what I bring,
let it be a sweet sound.
Let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear.
I love you, Lord.
I love you, Lord.
And I lead my voice.
And I lift my voice
to worship you, Lord.
To worship.
Oh my soul,
oh my soul,
rejoice,
rejoice,
take joy, my King,
take joy, my King, in what I bring.
Let it be,
let it be a sweet, sweet.
Let it be a sweet sound.
Let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear.
Let it be a sweet, sweet sound.
Let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear.
Lord Jesus, this service is about you. You want to touch your people. You want to transform their lives. That's why you ordained this early morning service. Let burdens be removed. Let yokes be destroyed because of the anointing. Thank you for what you've done already. We celebrate you and we give you the praise. Come on, clap for Jesus if you believe. Amen. Good morning, church. Let me get started by welcoming the person on your left and on your right and say you're welcome to church. Please be seated for a minute. Thank you, guys. Love you right back. In Nahum chapter 1, I want to read to you from verse 9. Nahum chapter 1. I want to read from 9 to 13. It said, what do you conspire against the Lord? He will make an utter end of it. I pray for you. There will be an end in the service. These 7 days that God has ordained, nothing shall escape the oil. Burden shall be removed, yoke shall be destroyed. It will make an utter end. Affliction will not rise. Rise up a second time. Affliction will not rise up a second time. Any vision cycle that used to come and go, I prophesy it will not rise up again. If you believe it, shout at me like fire. I prophesy in the name of Jesus, and I'm in agreement with you, that thing will never raise its ugly head again. In verse 10, the Bible says, for while tangled like thorns, and while drunken like drunkards, they shall be devoured like stubble fully dry. I pray that every tree that my Father has not planted in your life, in your body, in your ministry, your career, shall be devoured like stubble. Shall be devoured like stubble. If you believe it, shout him like fire. In verse 11, I'm going to 13. When from you comes forth one who plots evil against the Lord, a wicked counselor. Thus says the Lord, though they are safe, and likewise many, yet in this man they will be cut down when he passes through. Though I have afflicted you, I will afflict you no more. I will afflict you no more. For now I will break off his yoke from your neck and bust your bonds apart. I prophesy, any yoke in your life, any yoke in your body, anything the enemy has put and went his way, by this morning service, let your neck grow fat. That yoke will no longer be able to go around your neck. If you believe it, shout him in like fire. In Isaiah 10, verse 27, sit down. Isaiah 10, 27. It shall come to pass in that day. Tap your neighbor, say, this is the day. That his body will be taken away from your shoulders and his yoke from your neck. The yoke will be destroyed because of the anointing oil. In those days, the Holy Spirit came as a symbol of the anointing oil. They had not known the Holy Spirit as a person. So this scripture was written in the Old Testament that the burden of the king of Assyria shall be removed. The yoke shall be destroyed, not broken. Destroyed totally. You can't put it together again. I pray that everything you're contending with, you can't put it together again. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. I say to you, where you are standing, maybe you're watching online, it shall be destroyed totally. 2023 will never see the light of the day of that thing in the name of Jesus. Doctors will no more tell you are sick again. Your financial status shall change. In the name of Jesus, every marital bondage, I speak to you, be free right now in the name of Jesus. Everywhere the devil thought he was winning, anything that has your name on it, burdens of the Assyrian king, is removed totally in the name of Jesus. If you believe it, shout him in like fire. See now. What is an anointing? Body removing yoke destroying power of God. If he doesn't remove burden, it's not the anointing. I don't care how many times you fell down. I don't care how many times they anointed you with oil. If it doesn't destroy yokes, it is not what I'm talking about. In Isaiah 61, verse 1, Jesus was speaking there. He quoted in Luke chapter 4. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because. So there's a specific reason why the Spirit of the Lord was upon him. Number one, the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. So the first thing that was addressed was the poverty circumstance. From today, I prophesy. Listen, before you say amen, the poor you will always have among you, but you will not be one of them. I pray in the name of Jesus, God will change your status. Everything that concerns you, everything that has your name on it, shall change in the name of Jesus. You will be at the right place at the right time. You will do what you ought to do. In the name of Jesus. Anybody attached to you that is slowing you down, the Lord will break you off. He has anointed me. The Spirit is upon me because he's not there to just make you fall in church or cry in church. He's there to remove burdens and destroy yours. In other words, people should look at you and say, ah, what has changed about you? That will be somebody's story. He has sent me. Yeah, I didn't send myself. To heal the brokenhearted. And to proclaim liberty to the captives. Sit down. I have not started. Listen to me. Brokenhearted means, if you are brokenhearted, it means your heart is broken. From relationships, you can't say, I want to commit suicide. You can say, where are you going? I want to go and see a counselor. I'm not saying counselor is wrong. Maybe you don't know. I told my first daughter to read psychology. How will she be a psychologist and not counselor? But not because you are down. Not because you don't have hope. If you understand the power of the anointing, there are some things people do you not do. To proclaim liberty to the captive, to the opening of prison to those who are bound. Now listen to me. Every kind of prison, in the name of Jesus, be loose right now. Let the prisoners go free right now. Let the prison be loose right now. Let the prisoners go free right now. If you believe it, shout amen like fire. Let me read to three because of time. To proclaim. You see, you don't do deliverance. You preach deliverance. Go and check the Bible. Author. He didn't say that I should do. He said to proclaim. To just the way I'm saying it. People are set. I've been set free. I say people have been set free. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and a day of vengeance. That day of vengeance was not. Jesus didn't mention it in the New Testament because that time had not come. And the day of vengeance of our God to comfort all those who mourn. Everybody. But to console those who mourn in Zion. They're in Zion and they're mourning. There are people that mourn in Zion. I pray that your days of mourning are over. They're over. They're over. They're over. In the name of Jesus. To give beauty for ashes. Instead of ashes, I prophesy. Receive beauty. All of joy for mourning. Instead of mourning, receive all of joy. Receive all of joy. And the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Every heaviness in this atmosphere, be lifted. Every heaviness, be lifted. In the name of Jesus. They may be called the trees of righteousness. The planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Now I prophesy to you. God be glorified in your life. God be glorified in your life. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Receive divine enablement. The one that comes when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, receive it this morning. In the name of Jesus. If you believe it, shout him in like fire. See, anointing is God rubbing himself on a man. Causing him to do what he wouldn't be able to do ordinarily. Naturally, the family you came from, you shouldn't be married and be successful. But when the anointing comes upon you, people in your family comes to say, how do you do it? It means to rub power on a mortal. And I told you that God is not anointed. Because who anointed God? God is sovereign. When he takes his sovereignty and rubs upon a mortal man, the man is said to be anointed. Every born-again Christian is anointed. Because Christ means the anointed one and the anointed. Jesus Christ, Christ was not the surname of Jesus Christ. It means that person who came. In the Hebrew, it was called Messiah. In the Greek, it's called Christ. You are a Christian because you're anointed. But when this oil comes upon you, what Christ has done for you is reenacted. We go to do our air and we have activator at home. When the air becomes normal, we activate it again. That oil, in the name of Jesus, every tree that God has not planted, as it touches your body, anywhere God leads you to use, whether your tongue or your toe, in the name of Jesus, you will have an unusual testimony. You will have an unusual testimony. In Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. They would have said Jesus, but where he came from was not palatable. It's a place you could call a cursed place. Nobody lived in Nazareth by choice. they lived in Nazareth by sentence. It's either you are escaping from judgment or you didn't have the money to live in Jerusalem. Something was wrong with you. Nathanael said, can anything good come out of Nazareth? It was a renowned city. That was where Jesus grew up in. And God decided to anoint. He put his sovereignty upon a mortal man. A man that grew up whose foundation, naturally, you should question. Some of them didn't have parents that they could be proud of. Some of them grew up in cities that were questionable. I pray in the name of Jesus. Starting from today, your life will not look like your past. What will come out of you will be different from what you've done. In the name of Jesus. Anointing also causes people to operate sweatlessly. People look at you and say, are you the only one doing this business? Things are different. I don't know if you've struggled in 2022. In 2023, your struggles are over. I say your struggles are over. Your struggles are over. What others struggle to do, you will glide on it. It will be easy for you. It will be easy for you. As this oil touches your head, in the name of Jesus, the Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8 that your adversary, the devil, goes to and fro seeking whom to devour, which means he can devour everybody. From this moment, as this oil, open your oil, as the oil touches your head, you are indevourable. Can I hear your amen agreement? You are indevourable. If you believe it, shout amen like fire. As this oil touches your head, I prophesy over you, abilities will come out of you. Abilities will come out of you. As this oil touches your head and everyone you use it for, in the name of Jesus, God will teach them to profit. Struggles are over. Struggles are over. In the name of Jesus, as this oil touches your head, I prophesy over you your protection throughout 2022. And as you enter 2023, it's guaranteed in the name of Jesus Christ. It's guaranteed in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, burden shall be removed, yoke shall be destroyed. Every burden and every yoke the enemy has placed upon you is destroyed today. Is destroyed today. If you believe it, shout him like fire. Now we use tractors and we use bulldozers and several things. In those days, they had yokes put on animals. Basic thing for farming methods and everything, but basic thing is to give direction. Jesus says, I also want to give direction. But it's burden. When someone is depressed, there's burden. When someone is down, there's burden. When someone is suicidal, there's burden. Yoke shall be off their neck because of the anointing oil. In other words, you just enter into a relationship. You just take a step. You just direction. Direction. By the enemy. Direction. Spirit of error. You are just doing error. God, just, the devil just makes you hear something, do something, so that the year 2023 will go sour. What God has been planning. I prophesy, as this oil touches your head, I pray in the name of Jesus, his body shall be destroyed totally. That direction, that yoke is destroyed totally. If you believe it, shout amen like fire. In Psalm 92 verse 10, the Bible says, my horn is exalted. Like the horn of a unicorn, I have been anointed with fresh oil. I prophesy to you, the oil you needed for January and February and March, this oil, as it touches your head, is your oil. But today we empower it. Today we empower it. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now begin to do fresh exploits. Begin to do fresh exploits. In the name of Jesus. Begin to do new things. Former things have come to pass. New things I declare over you. New things I declare over you. In the name of Jesus. Shout amen like fire. Open that oil. In Psalm 91, verse 14. Tomorrow I will share on something else, but today I have to start by telling you the use and the power of the anointing oil. One other thing you must do is to set your heart to love God. Those who delight in the Lord are the people God is committed to lifting. If you don't delight in God, you are going nowhere. If you just showed up today, let's see what God will just do, and you go back to reset. You are going, no, you are not the one I'm talking to. You must delight in the Lord. He said, because he has set, the keyword is set. It's possible you are not raised that way, but now you must raise yourself. Because he has set his love upon me. Number one thing I would do, I would deliver him from everything that swallows people in their family. Then I will set him on high because he has known my name. I pray for you. So which means those who know his name are those who love him. I pray in the name of Jesus, you will know him.
Amen.
On a deeper level.
Amen.
I say you will know him.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In Romans 8:28, the Bible says, all things work together for good. To those who love God. Not everybody. Those who are called according to his purpose. To his original intention. From today, you will have a heart that loves God. Because God wants to lift you up. Everything I've prophesied over you, God wants to do much more than that. But he needs people that loves him. He's committed to those who love him. In an organization, nobody promotes themselves. From today, I'm the permanent secretary. People will laugh at you. You receive a letter and people rejoice with you. Wow. Do you know I can't even promote myself? Nobody can say, oh, God said from today I'm this and God didn't say that. John the Baptist was in the wilderness until the time of his showing. I pray that your time has come. The time of promotion has come.
Amen.
In 1 Samuel 12, verse 6, the Bible says, God raised Moses. It is God that promotes. In Psalm 75, promotion does not come from the east or from the west or from the south. They left the northern side because God resides on the northern side. God will lift you up.
Amen.
I say, God will lift you up.
Amen.
I say, God will lift you up.
Amen.
Every control of the king of Assyria is come to naught in your life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
One other thing you must do. You must run away from sin. It's a favor killer. It neutralizes the anointing in your life. You see, that's why I said a lot of people have taken the message of grace wrongly. There is a standard in the kingdom you belong to. The kingdom you belong to, don't listen to any excuse. You have to repent in this service and forsake some things in the service. It doesn't matter what people say about you. It doesn't matter what you've done in your past. Make today the first day of the rest of your life. Anybody who is continuing in sin will go to hell. God will not bend any rule for you. That's one thing I have to tell you before we administer this anointing oil. Oh, because of this, because of that. Oh, this happened to me. Oh, my husband is not there for me. My wife is not there for me. No excuse stands before God. So you must walk in his mercy and make up your mind not only to live without sin, but to forsake sin and to bring it to light before the Lord. And there will be a new beginning for you. Now, everyone here, you need to know that God wants to lift you up more than you have budgeted in your life. And I pray in the name of Jesus, your coming out this morning will be rewarded. Mark my lips, you will not remain the same. I want to give you 1 minute, everyone, to bow their heads and say, Lord Jesus, if you can mention that thing, bring it to light before the Lord and say, Lord, I'm forsaking this thing totally from today. Because of selfish reasons, I'm forsaking it. Is it unforgiveness in your heart? Is it pride? Is it anger? Do you say things you're not supposed to say? Maybe your words do not bring grace to people. Are you indulged in a sin, fornication, adultery? Make up your mind that there will be a new beginning in your life. Go ahead and talk to the Lord. Let the Lord start something new in your life. Talk to the Lord. In Jesus' precious name we prayed. Say after me, say, Father, in the name of Jesus. Come on, that's not everybody. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus. I heard your word and I believe your word. I confess Jesus as my Lord and as my Savior. I believe he died on the cross. I believe he was buried. I believe on the third day he was raised from the dead. Therefore, everything he did by his death, burial, resurrection, and ascension, I receive today into my human spirit. I'm a new creation. I'm born again now in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord a hand if you can. Come on. Open that oil. Open that oil. Rise to your feet. You're going to pray in tongues now. Say, Lord Jesus, turn this oil into your anointing. Pray that prayer. Turn this oil into your anointing like never before. Now begin to tell the Lord what you want. Begin to tell the Lord what you want. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name we pray. You're going to say healing power of God. Overshadow this place in the name of Jesus. Pray the prayer. Healing power of God, overshadow this place. Overshadow this place. Healing power of God. I'm not enjoying the way you're praying. Healing power of God, overshadow this place. How many can feel the anointing already? Kare baba baba kasatani baba. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Any power. Can everybody shout any power? Projecting failure for me. In this Christmas and in the next year, approaching before me in the name of Jesus, be under my feet right now. Pray that prayer. Any power that is projecting failure for me this Christmas and the year approaching before me, be under my feet now in the name of Jesus. Mare baba baba kasatari baba baba kashetere boko sontoro bobo. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that I will not be a candidate for sacrifice. Pray that prayer. Anywhere I go, as I travel, I'll be late for tragedy. Oh, where I just passed, because of the anointing. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray. You're going to say, Father, in the name of Jesus, anyone, anywhere, maybe your house, maybe your car, say anyone, anywhere, this oil touches the power of God. Appear. Pray that prayer. Power of God appear. Let impossibility become possible. In the name of Jesus. Rabakasatari. Everyone watching online, everyone that is here praying the prayer, appear, Holy Ghost. Let your power appear there. In the name of Jesus. Robaka Santa Ribaba. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. Now, as this oil touches your head, let infirmity fly out of you. Let infirmity fly out of your body. Every headache, every eye ache, throat pain, leg pain, arthritis, anything that even the ones I didn't mention, from today, begin to recover. Every swelling in the body, every arrow the enemy has shot, waiting for manifestation, let this oil kill every investment of hell. So shall it be. In Jesus' precious name. You're going to pray one more prayer. Say, Lord Jesus, help me to maintain a delight in the Lord. Help me to maintain a delight in the Lord. According to Psalm 91, verse 14. Pray that prayer. Help me. Help me. One of the things this oil will do in my life is to yoke me. I will maintain a delight. My heart will love the Lord. Because he has set his heart. He has set his heart. He has set his heart. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Anoint your head, first of all. Masi taribobobo. If you don't believe in a pastor, don't do it. It won't work. Now place your hand on the head. In the name of Jesus, from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, I command healing to take place. Begin to think aright. In the name of Jesus, let the will of God be established in your life. If one person will make in your family to be you, so shall it be. Anoint your tongue. Come on, go ahead. Kari baba baka santari baba. As you speak, particularly as you speak God's word, in this season it will come to pass. The enemy will appear one way and flee away in seven places. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. From today, your mouth has been touched with the coals from his altar. It is well with you. Anoint your legs if you can. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. You will not go where you're not supposed to go. I say you will not go where you're not supposed to go. Your steps shall be ordered. Your steps shall be ordered. You'll be late for tragedy. God will help you. His mercy will speak. So shall it be. In Jesus' precious name. Father, we thank you. We seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus. And we decree and declare that people are coming with testimonies. Thank you for healings of the body. Thank you for death cancellation. Thank you for a new beginning. Thank you for marriages you will restore. Some weeks ago, someone told me, my wife and I separated for 7 years and we came together where we attended this church. I pray in the name of Jesus, there shall be restoration. So shall it be. In Jesus' precious name. As you leave this place today, God goes ahead of you. He's your shaman. Anywhere you're watching me, anywhere you're part of the service, may the anointing remove burdens and destroy the yokes. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. It is well with you. In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen.
Hallelujah.